Hi, this is Dan O'Connor, and this is your inspirational thought for the day. How you do anything is how you do everything. You know, these days, so many of us want a better job, we want a better car, we want a better relationship. However, the universe has eyes, and the universe watches what we are doing with the job, with the car, with the relationship, with the home that we have now. And we can't graduate, so to speak, to the next level until we finish the lessons that are in front of us right now. You know how sometimes you go out to eat and you see a busboy, for example, who treats people a certain way, with dignity, with class, as a professional. And you know, well, you might be a busboy today, but you won't be for long because you're going places. How I see you treat people tells me where you're going. How I see you treat this job tells me where you're going. How you do anything is how you do everything. So you might be bussing tables today, but you are CEO material. It shows. Having said that, so many of us, we are at our jobs wishing for a better job. We wish it wasn't so miserable. We wish we were an entrepreneur. We wish we were in management. Yet, if we take a good look at how we're treating our current position, we're not acting like management. We're not acting like CEOs. So we will never get those jobs until we start behaving in our current position as if we are already CEOs, because how you do anything is how you do everything, and the universe has eyes. A lot of us, we want a better house, but chances are if you look around your house and you wish your house was nicer, you could probably make your house nicer right now. Are you doing that? We will never be rewarded with nicer things, better things, more abundance, whether it's in our job, our home, or our relationships, until we take what we've already got and make the most of it. That's how the universe works. You know, my brother started out teaching, giving seminars, and he was on the road a lot, and he hated it. I think my brother is one of the best examples of how you do anything is how you do everything, and how you treat anyone is how you treat everyone. If you know my brother, Martin O'Connor, if you've spent 5 minutes with him, you know he's special. He treats people a certain way. When you are around him, you feel special. I remember we both actually bussed tables together at a Japanese restaurant, Ichiban, in Fargo, North Dakota. If he were your busboy, you would have known, this guy's going someplace. Because how he treats this job tells me how he's going to treat any job he ever has. And I remember my brother telling me when he was on the road for a while how miserable he was. He was working for a miserable company. He had a miserable schedule. He was on the road all the time. He was away from his family. And he was telling me how much he hated that. And I would always tell him, Marty, don't worry. I know you. You might be on the road teaching Excel today, but when I see you up there teaching that course, you treat it as if you are the CEO of a Fortune 100 corporation. And every single person in that audience knows it. They know that they are lucky to be in the presence of a man such as you today. And as long as you keep doing every class like that, as long as you keep doing anything the way you do everything, it'll all work out. The universe has eyes. The universe is self-organizing. And you will get the bigger, the better job that's more appropriate for you as long as you keep treating every job the way you always have. Sure enough, within a year, someone came to his seminar, an audience member. And while they were watching him teach Excel, they said to him something along the lines of, you know, I run an international multimillion-dollar corporation and need somebody to head up a new office overseas. Would you be interested? Now, that had nothing to do with the job that he was performing at the time, teaching Excel. But somebody watching him perform his everyday job knew how this man is doing this job is how he's going to do any job. I want him on my team, and offered him the job where he is today, loving it. That's how the universe works. When we talk about the universe being self-organizing, there are rules to it. One of the rules is how you do anything is how you do everything. And you cannot graduate to the next level in your relationships, in your job, with your home, with your material goods, until you learn the lesson right now. Take care of the things that you have now. Take care of the relationship that you have now. Treat the job that you have now as if it's already the job that you want, as if it's already your dream job, as if you are already the CEO of your organization. And once you do that, the universe conspires in your favor and organizes it to be so. That is one of the laws of the universe. So, if you are unhappy in your job today, behave as if it is the most important job and the best job you have ever had or will ever have, and watch what types of jobs start to come your way when the universe notices how you treat that job. Because it's the rule. How you do anything is how you do everything. We need to pay more attention to how we're doing everything. And when we do, the universe conspires in our favor. We graduate from the level that we're currently on, and we move to the next level. That's how it goes. How are you doing your job right now? How are you treating your family right now? How are you treating your house right now? You know, a lot of people, they want a nicer house. They treat the house that they have like garbage. It is an impossibility that if you do not clean your house, that the universe will reward you by giving you a better house. It is an impossibility that if you do not clean your car or maintain your car, that the universe will reward you with a better car. It is an impossibility that if you do not take care of your job and respect your job, that the universe will reward you with a better job. Take care of what you've got. Because the universe has eyes, the universe is self-organizing, and it provides to you and delivers to you abundance based on what you're doing right now and how you're treating what you've got right now. Because how you do anything is how you're going to do everything. For more inspirational thoughts, something to think about, stop by www.powerdiversity.com, where you'll find lots of tips and tricks and audios and videos and blogs and tools to help you communicate more effectively, deal with difficult people, and of course, slay energy vampires. This is Dan O'Connor giving you your inspirational thought for the day.